This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday the 15th of May. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's get the market reaction to that spoof bid with Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. He told me that the phantom trade highlighted a major security risk to the financial markets.
It's very serious because it indicates that hackers now can get into the SEC website, which is unprecedented.
And what effect do you think this will have on trust as far as investors are concerned?
It does a lot because if you look at the Avon incident, the hackers invented a company that was going to take over Avon, and in the filing there was actually a price and the fact that they made a tender to buy all the shares. So you did get this run-up in Avon stock, and one of the reasons it's serious is that all those institutions or people bought the stock, and, you know, when they found out it was a hoax, it collapsed. So if you were a buyer, you really got your head handed to you.
Has this happened before?
It has not happened, as far as I know, since filings with the SEC were electronic. So, no, I don't think so.
So how will these spoofers, these hackers, make money out of doing this?
Well, let's assume it wasn't just a prank. Assuming that, then someone would have gone into the marketplace and bought a lot of Avon shares, which are depressed because the company is in such trouble. They would wait for the fake filing to hit things like Reuters and Bloomberg terminals. The stock would get bid up within a matter of seconds. Say it goes up 30%, the hacker sells the shares at the 30% gain before people figure out it's a hoax.
This must have seemed like a dream come true, though, for some Avon investors who held onto their stock for a long time, seeing the share price shoot up and a potential very generous bid on the table, because Avon really has struggled recently, hasn't it?
Yeah, Avon's in deep, deep trouble. It's a very old American beauty company. And the problem with something like this is, let's say you're a long-term investor, you see the shares run up, and you figure it's a real takeover, which means you're going to actually get that for your shares. So you don't sell them. You figure, well, I can hold on to my shares because they're going to be bought out in 2 months. And then suddenly the shares collapse, and all that hope about the money you're going to get for the shares you've held for 5 years, it disappears.
What do you think the Securities and Exchange Commission should do now?
The problem that they have is that you're now at the stage where people can hack into the Pentagon's site. So the sophistication of hackers is so high and tends to run better than the people who are meant to protect sites from hackers. But this could happen again. This may be something that begins to happen on a fairly regular basis.
Well, that was Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 0.1% at 18,272. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.2% at 6,960. Gold is trading at $1,224 an ounce. And July New York light crude oil was down 7 cents at $60.77 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.